Inheritance of Shadows, Ashen Legacy, Kaelvarn Kael's Requiem. The moon had abandoned the sky, its absence leaving a dull grayness that clung to the city like a damp shroud. Kaelvarn moved unseen through the narrow alleys of ashen roads, his footsteps quiet on the stone pavement. He wore the black cloak of his order with an air of reverence, the symbol of his unyielding service to Balance. His destination was the old manor house of House Valen, a place Kael knew all too well. The family had been a thorn in the side of justice for generations, their machinations woven deep into the fabric of Ashen Roads. Tonight, however, Kael sought not to bring them down, but to lay them to rest. He entered the manor without announcement, his eyes adjusting slowly to the dim light within. The air inside was heavy with the scent of old books and decay. Kael navigated the dark halls, his footsteps creaking on the wooden floorboards. A chill ran down his spine as he approached the door to the east wing. This was where the true Valen power lay in secrets and artifacts passed down through bloodlines. A faint hum of magic emanated from within. Kael recognized it as a ward, one that would have taken him years to decipher without his own gift for resonance. The cost of using it was clear, a memory would slip away with each iteration. He could almost see the thread unraveling, a fragment of a long-forgotten conversation, a snatch of a song from his childhood. With a deep breath, Kael leaned into the magic, letting the hum seep into him like a cold draft. The ward parted, its secrets opening to him as a door creaked open. Inside, he found rows of ancient shelves laden with dusty artifacts and texts bound in worn leather. At the far end of the room, a lone figure stood before a collection of ornate boxes. The figure turned, and Kael saw that it was Alin Valen, a man who had once held sway over Ashen Roads as a master of dark magic. Now, his eyes were sunken, his skin sallow from a long battle with the shadows within him. "You've come to collect your due," Alin said, his voice laced with a desperation that sent a pang through Kael's chest. "It is not for me to take or leave," Kael replied, "but to restore balance." Alin laughed, a dry, mirthless sound. "You know as well as I the power of legacy and the price we pay for our choices." Kael approached him cautiously, the air thick with unspoken weight between them. They stood before the boxes, each one containing a piece of Ashen Road's history. In his eyes, Kael saw a man trapped by the very secrets he had accumulated. With a quiet resolve, Kael reached out and touched the first box. Its lid creaked open, releasing a waft of dry air that stirred memories from deep within him. A vision rose, Alin as a youth, laughing with his siblings in the gardens of House Valen, the sound of their mother's voice calling them home. For an instant, Kael felt the warmth of that life, the innocence before the path to power had twisted it. Alin's eyes locked onto the box, and for a moment, they both stood there, suspended in the memory of what could have been. Then, as if the weight of years crushed him, Alin reached out and placed his hand on the next box, releasing its secrets to Kael. The process was slow, each memory unearthed like a bone from the earth, memories of triumphs and defeats, of love and loss. The final box yielded the most painful truth. Alin's younger sister, Lyra, had been taken by the Night Forgers in their raid on Ashen Roads. Her screams still echoed within him, mingling with a memory of his mother's despair. As Kael absorbed these memories, a shattering occurred, not just Alin's emotional defenses but also the hold he had on the city. The balance of power shifted like a scale tilting under the weight of the past. It was time for House Valen to lay down its arms and walk away from the shadows. With his duty fulfilled, Kael stood back, allowing Alin to face the shadows head-on. "You have been freed," he said softly. For an instant, the city seemed lighter, as if a heavy burden had been lifted. The darkness in Alin's eyes flickered, but it was not the same, no longer driven by desperation and fear, but perhaps by a glimmer of redemption. As Kael turned to leave, he felt the familiar tug of his memories slipping away, lost like autumn leaves on the wind. But this time, he allowed them to go, knowing that balance had been restored, and justice, though unheralded, had found its way into Ashen Road's heart. As Kale turned to leave, he caught a glimpse of Alien's hands shaking, the fingers that had wielded so much power now faltering as they touched the boxes once more. A faint scent of decay wafted from the artifacts, mingling with the air of forgotten dreams and broken promises. The elder Valen's eyes still held a glimmer of recognition, but his gaze wandered, lost in memories that would soon be nothing more than echoes. Outside, beneath the moonless sky, Kale felt the weight of his own memories slipping away, leaving him feeling lighter, yet not free. He walked back to the narrow alleys, his footsteps echoing off the walls as he disappeared into the shadows. The darkness was a familiar solace, one he had grown accustomed to in his years with the Black Rose Order. Days passed, and Ashen Rhodes began to breathe a sigh of relief. Merchants returned to their stalls, their wares displayed once more under the flickering light of oil lamps. But in the heart of the city, change was already taking hold. House Valen's grip on power had been broken, and with it, the Nightforger's stranglehold began to loosen. Their enforcers, those feared agents of the night, started to vanish from the streets, their presence a whispered rumor rather than a constant threat. Kale moved unseen through the city, a specter in the night, watching as the people of Ashen Rhodes slowly rediscovered their resilience. He knew that balance was still fragile, and he remained vigilant, ever ready to defend it against those who would seek to exploit its instability. As the first light of dawn crept over the horizon, Kale vanished into the shadows, leaving behind a city on the cusp of renewal. In the Black Rose Order's hidden sanctum, Kale found Sister Aethera waiting for him, her eyes warm with a mix of concern and understanding. "You've done it, brother," she said softly, "the balance is restored." She handed him a small pouch containing a vial of moonstone dust, its pale blue glow an echo of the city's renewed vitality. Kale recognized the gift, a token of his own resilience, forged from the memories he had absorbed during his visit to the Valen Manor. A faint hum began to emanate from within the pouch as the dust reacted with his presence. Aethera smiled gently, her voice barely above a whisper. "With this, you'll retain some of what you've taken on, a reminder of the shadows you've freed." The hum grew louder, and Kale felt his mind grasp for purchase, sensing that some part of him had indeed been changed by his duty to Ashen Rhodes. Yet even as balance was restored, whispers began to circulate about the enigmatic figure who had walked among the Nightforgers, manipulating the very threads of power. Some said he was a ghost, others a specter, but they all agreed that Kale Varn's actions had changed the course of Ashen Rhodes' history. In his absence, rumors of his exploits would only grow, drawing more attention to the enigmatic figure known only as the Silent Vigilant. As the days passed, whispers of Kale's role in the Nightforger's retreat spread through the city's taverns and marketplaces. Merchants spoke of him in hushed tones, their words laced with a mix of awe and fear. Some claimed to have seen him walking among the Nightforgers, his presence marked by an aura of quiet authority, though few had witnessed the event themselves. With the city beginning to heal, Kale's role as a guardian would need to be redefined. Aethera handed him a sealed letter, her eyes locked onto his. "Your name has become synonymous with redemption," she said quietly. "The balance of power is precarious, and not everyone will accept it. You must be prepared for those who will seek to exploit the shadows, brother." As Kale broke the seal on the letter, a flicker of unease danced across his face. The handwriting was unfamiliar, that of Lady Marcella, one of the elder matriarchs of the Black Rose Order. Her words were sparse, the message laced with an undercurrent of warning. "Kale, you have walked among shadows and emerged unscathed, but the balance is far from settled. Nightforger's agents still lurk in the city's depths, their loyalty tested by the withdrawal of their masters. Others, more subtle and insidious, will soon move to claim the power vacuum. We require your presence at the Black Rose Sanctum for an urgent council. Come prepared to face the weight of what you have become." Aethera's eyes met his as he refolded the letter, her expression a mix of understanding and concern. "It seems our work is far from over, brother," she said, her voice low and measured. Kale's gaze drifted out the window, where the city's skyline stretched towards the moonless sky like skeletal fingers. He knew that with balance restored, new dangers would arise and he was expected to face them head-on. The days passed in a blur of council meetings and quiet reconnaissance. Kale walked among the city's hidden places, observing those who sought to exploit the power vacuum left by the Night Forger's departure. Merchants, once beholden to House Valen's iron-fisted rule, now whispered among themselves about forming guilds to fill the void. Some spoke of Kale as a guardian angel, while others saw him as a harbinger of chaos. Kale navigated these hidden currents with an outsider's perspective, aware that his own reputation would soon become a double-edged sword. He needed to tread carefully, lest he be seen as a power broker, a puppeteer pulling the strings from behind the scenes. In the dimly lit taverns and cramped alleys, Kale became a whispered rumor, a figure both feared and admired. The call to the Black Rose Sanctum echoed in his mind like a summons from the gods themselves. Aethera's words lingered, "Come prepared to face the weight of what you have become." The phrase had been a warning, but also a promise that he would soon discover the extent to which he had been changed by his journey into the shadows of Ashen Roads. As night began to fall, Kale vanished into the city's darkness once more, his footsteps weaving through the crowded streets with an air of practiced stealth. In the depths of the Black Rose Sanctum, Lady Marcella awaited him, her eyes burning with an intensity that belied her years. "Brother," she said, her voice like a soft breeze on a summer's day, "the balance is shifting. We have received a summons from the Night Forgers themselves, an invitation to their stronghold, the Spire of Erebus." Kale's grip on his daggers tightened, a surge of tension running through him like a river of ice. The Black Rose Order had long been wary of the Night Forgers' stronghold, a place where darkness seemed to seep from the very stones themselves. What could the enigmatic Lady Arachne have in store for them? The invitation, penned on a parchment as black as coal, bore the Night Forger's emblem, a coiled serpent consuming its own tail. Kale recognized the symbol of their patron deity, Erebus, a god of darkness, chaos, and rebirth. The message was simple: they requested an audience with Brother Kale Varn, their mysterious figure from the shadows, to discuss the future of Ashen Roads. Kale's hesitation was palpable as he read the words aloud in the sanctum's great hall. Aethera watched him with a thoughtful expression, her eyes clouded by a mixture of curiosity and concern. Lady Marcella's gaze flickered between them, her face an unreadable mask. "It seems we have been invited to dance with wolves," she said, her voice low and measured. A cold wind howled outside the sanctum's walls, as if sensing the darkness that lay ahead. Kale knew better than to trust the Night Forgers, their promises and intentions as ephemeral as moonlit mist on a summer's night. Still, he felt an unsettling pull towards the spire of Erebus's siren's call that beckoned him deeper into the shadows. The balance had been restored, but with it came new challenges, new opportunities for those who sought power in the darkness. "The decision is mine," Kale said finally, his voice firm despite the turmoil brewing within him. "I'll go to the spire, but I will not be bound by their whims or manipulated into a pawn." Aethera's eyes sparkled with approval as Lady Marcella nodded in agreement. "We trust your judgment, brother," she said, her voice like honey dripping on warm stone. "Be cautious, and remember that our interests are not the only ones at stake." In the days that followed, Kale walked a thin line of tension, his every step watched by unseen eyes. Rumors swirled through Ashen Roads, whispers of the Night Forger's intentions, speculation about the Black Rose Order's role in the unfolding drama. Merchants and nobles alike sensed the shift in power, their allegiances wavering like autumn leaves on a gusty day. As night fell, Kale made his way to the Spire of Erebus, the invitation burning in his hand like a hot coal. He had walked among shadows before, now he would delve into the very heart of darkness itself. The city's streets gave way to a labyrinthine network of alleys and narrow passageways as Kale navigated towards the Spire of Erebus. Nightforger's agents watched him from the shadows, their eyes like cold stones in the darkness. He recognized a few of them from his previous encounters, each with their own agenda and motivations, all united by their fealty to Lady Arachne. As he approached the spire's imposing structure, Kale felt a shiver run down his spine. The air seemed to thicken around him, heavy with an otherworldly energy that made his skin prickle. He slowed his pace, his hand instinctively drifting towards the dagger at his belt. The Nightforger's stronghold loomed before him, its walls an impossible gray that seemed to absorb the faint light of nearby torches. The entrance was a vast, ornate door adorned with intricate carvings of coiled serpents and grasping claws. It stood open, beckoning him into the heart of darkness. Kale's eyes narrowed as he stepped forward, his hand on the hilt of his dagger. He had walked among the shadows before, but never within a stronghold like this where darkness seethed and pulsed with a life of its own. Beyond the entrance lay a narrow corridor lined with candles that cast flickering shadows on the walls. The air was heavy with incense and something else, an acrid scent that reminded him of charred wood and ozone. Kale followed the smell to a series of twisting stairs, each step echoing beneath his feet as he descended deeper into the spire's depths. A cold breeze caressed his face, carrying whispers that were both ancient and timeless. At the bottom of the stairs, a figure stood waiting Lady Arachne herself. Her eyes gleamed like polished onyx as she regarded Kale with an unnerving intensity. The air seemed to thicken around her, as if the very shadows themselves coalesced into her presence. "Brother Kale," she said, her voice low and husky, "I'm glad you came." Lady Arachne's gaze lingered on him, her eyes drinking in the sight of Kale Varn as if trying to understand the intricacies of a mysterious instrument. The air around her seemed to ripple, like the surface of a still pond disturbed by an unseen stone. "We have been expecting you," she said, her voice dripping with a honeyed sweetness that sent shivers down Kale's spine. "The Nightforgers and I have been watching your rise to prominence in Ashen Roads. Your unique abilities would be a valuable asset in our discussions." Kale's grip on his dagger tightened, a silent warning to himself not to let his guard down around this enigmatic woman. He had seen the way she manipulated others with ease, using her charm and beauty like a velvet-gloved fist. "I'm here at your invitation," he said, his voice firm but measured, "not as a pawn to be used in your games." Lady Arachne's smile was like a crack in the earth, sudden, unexpected, and potentially catastrophic. She nodded, her dark hair falling around her face like a curtain of night. "Indeed, you are here at our invitation, Brother Kale. And I assure you, this is no game." The corridors beyond the stairs seemed to have shifted, twisting into a labyrinthine maze that mirrored the shadows within Kale's own mind. He followed Lady Arachne as she led him deeper into the spire of Erebus, the air thickening with an otherworldly energy that made his skin crawl. They walked through chambers filled with strange artifacts, ancient relics that seemed to absorb and nullify light, leaving only shadows in their wake. The Nightforger's patron deity, Erebus, watched over them all, a god of darkness and rebirth who whispered secrets to the wind. In one such chamber, Kale saw a display of artifacts that made his blood run cold, relics forged from the very essence of shadow itself. There were skulls with eyes that glowed like embers, and swords whose blades seemed to drink in the light around them. Lady Arachne watched him with an unreadable expression as he touched one of the artifacts, feeling a jolt of dark energy course through his veins. "These are but a few examples of our patron's gifts," she said, her voice a gentle breeze on a summer's day. "In Ashen Roads, we often speak of balance and power, Brother Kale. But do you truly understand what it means to walk the fine line between light and darkness?" As Kale stood before the display of shadow-forged artifacts, he felt an unsettling affinity for the dark energy emanating from them. The weight of his own darkness stirred, a slumbering beast awakened by the presence of these relics. Lady Arachne's words struck a chord within him, resonating with the doubts that had been plaguing him since the balance was restored. He thought back to his conversation with Aethera, wondering if he'd been naive to trust her words. "You are not like the others, Brother Kale," Lady Arachne said, her eyes never leaving his face as she moved closer. "Your condition is unique. One that could be leveraged in our favor. The air seemed to vibrate with an otherworldly tension as she reached out and touched a nearby skull, its ember-like eyes flashing brighter in response. Kale's skin crawled at her words, the hairs on the back of his neck standing on end. He recalled the whispers in the alleyways, rumors of Nightforgers preying on those with darkness within them, exploiting their power for their own gain. The room seemed to darken further, as if the shadows themselves were coalescing into a palpable force. Lady Arachne's smile grew wider, her teeth glinting like polished ivory in the faint light. "Come," she said, her voice dripping with an unwholesome sweetness. "Let us discuss the details of our proposal." Kale's hand instinctively went to his dagger, but he didn't draw it, not yet. He'd walk this thin line a little further, see where the shadows led him. As they walked through winding corridors, Kale caught glimpses of hooded figures watching from the shadows, their eyes glinting like stars in the dark. The air thickened with an electric charge that made his skin prickle, and he sensed the presence of something ancient and malevolent lurking just beyond the edge of perception. Lady Arachne led him deeper into the spire's labyrinthine depths, further from the world above, where moonless skies hid secrets of their own. A door materialized ahead, its surface adorned with an intricate web of symbols that seemed to writhe like living things. The air within was heavy with incense and something acrid, like ozone on a summer's night. Lady Arachne pushed open the door, revealing a room filled with figures seated around a large, ornate table. Their faces were shrouded in shadow, their features indistinct, but Kale sensed their collective attention fixed on him like a weight. At the far end of the table, a lone figure sat atop a raised dais, Lady Arachne's patron, Erebus. The god's face was hidden behind a hood, its presence radiating an aura of dark power that made Kale's breath catch in his throat.